burdens we bear, the Lord is still on the throne. Let's stand together. We'll read these nine verses tonight. And we just have three verses 6, 7, and 8. If you'll pay close attention as we read down through to all the psalm, but in particular those this evening. This psalm again begins with "The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou doest establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinances that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy." Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Heavenly Father, we come to you one more time, beseeching mercies of our Heavenly Father. Lord, we know tonight that, Lord, our flesh and minds and bodies are weary. Lord, I pray this evening you take us beyond all of that. Lord, not in the power of style, but Lord, in the power of the Word of God and the truths that we declare tonight, would you strengthen your people within? Lord, may the inner man, Lord, find the strength that we need. We, Lord, heard that preacher, Lord, in that recording today, preaching about when we're weak, then we are strong. Lord, I pray this evening that that would be the theme of this service. We would be drawing strength from our God, though weak we may be and tired we may be. May our God be our lifeline. Lord, be the hope that we need to make it, Lord, in these days. Lord, all that you do for us, we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And we've been dealing with this psalm in light of the truth. I have the first phrase of this psalm, "The Lord reigneth." And this is a theme found throughout this section of Psalms. Psalm 99 is kind of bringing us to an end of a particular special section of the Psalms to the Hebrew people that is magnifying the Lord as their King, the one that they are looking to. And the psalmist David begins in Psalm 93 this section by saying, "The Lord reigneth." And he's going to deal with several things throughout several of these psalms through Psalm 96 that are going on in his life, in his generation, things that are going on in his own kingdom, battles that are being fought and burdens that are being borne and issues that are being had. But he has reminded himself and the nation of Israel and us tonight that it is the Lord that reigneth. In the midst of all of that, he comes back to that same theme in verse number 1 of Psalm 97, "The Lord reigneth," as though to say, as though to remind himself and to say to us tonight that the Lord is still on the throne. No matter what we've been facing, what we're going through, and what is happening in the world around us, the Lord is on the throne. And then we come to the psalm that is before us tonight, Psalm 99. And David, one more time, makes this the theme of another psalm. No doubt the theme of all this section, and it is "The Lord reigneth." And we're dealing with that as David draws this section, Psalm 93 to 99, to a close. It's as though he is reminding himself and us one more time, the Lord is still on the throne. Amen. We began this section of our life, this season of our life, the Lord was on the throne. Halfway through it, he peels back heaven and reminds us the Lord is on the throne. Amen. But in Psalm 99, in verse number 1, this psalm, as it brings this season of life to a close, David says, "The Lord reigneth, the Lord is still on the throne." And so tonight we want to continue that thought, that Amen. Our God is always and ever and still on the throne tonight. I don't know what you've been facing in recent days. I don't know where our nation has been in recent days and years. And we look around, buddy, there's enough, amen, going on just around us in our nation to discourage us and to cause our heads to hang low and our hearts to be discouraged and disheartened and to lose zeal. But amen, thank God for the truth tonight. The Lord is still on the throne, no matter what it is. Amen, the Lord still rules and reigns tonight as He always has. And so we're encouraging ourselves in Psalm 99 with the Lordship of our God. And He is Lord, He does wear the crown, He is sovereign, and He does reign. And so we've been looking at several things that in this psalm that reveal our relationship to the Lordship of our Christ. And without re-preaching it all, we sing the perception of His Lordship. And if we're going to get a hold of this truth that the Lord is still on the throne, amen, that means we've got to look heavenward and open our eyes and see the Lord is still on the throne. It's one thing for David to say it. It's one thing for your man of God to try to preach it to you tonight. But it's a whole nother thing for you to see it in a personal way. And I love verses 1 through 3 in this matter of the perception, seeing the Lord is still on the throne, how that should stir us, how that should size us, and how that should summon us to praise and bless and worship His lovely name. And then we looked at the perfection of His Lordship. When we see that He is truly still on the throne, we see Him in perfect splendor. We find no fault in Him and the control and the sovereignty and the reigning that He is doing in our life. And it is done in absolute perfection. And we sing the perfection of His Word, the perfection of His waiting, the perfection of His working. And simply put, everything about our God is perfect. And so He reigns tonight and is on the throne in a perfect way. And then Sunday night, we settled into the vein of thought of the preeminence of His Lordship. And here we see the command that is given is really our response to His still being on the throne. And that's found in verse 5 and in verse number 9 where David said, "Exalt ye the Lord our God." And how we studied the word exalt, meaning to be or to make high, to lift up, but describing the idea of something growing bigger and bigger all the time. And we, my friend, need to allow His Lordship to grow in our life. It is to have preeminence in our life. Amen. It's not about us having our way. When we see He's truly still on the throne, amen, that ought to cause us to yield to Him and allow His Lordship to ever grow in our lives. And so we looked at in verse number 5, His preeminence of His Lordship in society. Verse 5, in the sanctuary. Verse 9, in the secret place. And I told you I wouldn't re-preach all that. That's introduction. And now we're to the thought we want to give you tonight. And that is not only the perception and the perfection and the preeminence of His Lordship, but David does something very, very interesting in Psalm 99 in the midst of all that he is magnifying about the Lord reigning and the Lord being in charge and the Lord still being on the throne. He brings us in verses 6, 7, and 8 back into the past. And it's like he throws the brakes on Brother Jack. He says, well, let's back up for just a minute and consider, amen, some things the Lord did when He was on the throne in yesteryears. And he begins to take the Hebrew people and you and I as Bible believers on a miniature tour of history. And he's going to draw our attention to the fact that this is the Lord that not only is and ever shall be, but is the one who has always been. And we call this tonight the proof of His Lordship. The proof of His Lordship. And sometimes, if we're not careful, we'll be trying to see, amen, His Lordship and Him ruling and reigning. and we'll get distracted by what's going on around us. And sometimes that may seem to outweigh the theme and the truth and the doctrine that the Lord is still on the throne today. Amen. But what the past is, it is a revelation and really revealing the proofs that the Lord is still on the throne in our lives today. Amen. If he ain't been rocked off the throne by what this world has experienced in the past, then rest assured he's still on the throne today. Amen. If he wasn't weary with the people of God in yesteryear and the stories we read in the Word of God, amen, throughout human history, amen, then mark it down, the Lord is still on the throne in our lives today. Amen. There are proofs from the past that absolutely, undeniably, unequivocally reveal to you and I that the Lord is still on the throne today. Amen. You say, a preacher, that ain't nobody ever been through what I've been through. Amen. You ain't the first one walk the path you're walking. You ain't the first one to fight the battles that you're fighting. Amen. You're not the first one to feel the way you feel tonight. Amen. God has well proven throughout human history, amen, that he will be there when his children need him the most. Amen. There are proofs of his lordship in the pages of the Word of God. Amen. And might I say, and bring it even to a more personal place, that there are proofs of his lordship, amen, even in the past and in the days gone by of our lives, he has been proving indeed that he is still on the throne. Amen. Let me give you three things, one from each verse, and we'll be done tonight. Consider with me that the proof of his lordship, amen, these proofs that he is still on the throne, it is proven in faithfulness to his people. It is proven in faithfulness to his people. Notice with me again in verse number 6 quickly, David called some men by name. He said, Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that what? Called upon his name. And then David makes his statement. He said, they called upon the Lord and he answered them. In other words, did Moses have any burdens? Amen. Did Aaron have any problems? Amen. Did Samuel face any tough times? Amen. Oh, we can go back to Exodus and Numbers and Leviticus and Deuteronomy, and we can study, amen, some things that Moses and Aaron went through. We can study the days and the call and the early days of the life of Samuel and what God did in Samuel's life and the man he became and the problems he encountered. And yet, whether it be Moses or Aaron or Samuel, amen, David surmises all their life in this one phrase. They called upon the Lord and he answered them. Amen. Whatever they faced, they had a Lord they could go to. Amen. They had one that was on the throne of their life and of their generation. And when they needed God, they could call upon God, and God was faithful, amen, to answer them. Amen. May I say tonight, the people of the Lord are often in need and called upon the one who is faithful to answer and come through. Do you understand our God? Amen. Has proven his lordship by how faithful he has been to his people. Amen. With them bunch of bellyaching Hebrew, amen, children in the wilderness, a whining and a crying, amen, about how hungry they are, how thirsty they are, how sick in the way they are. And yet, amen, every time it seemed like Moses would look to heaven and Aaron would fall on his face and seek mercy from God, amen, it happened just the way David said. They called upon the Lord and he answered them. Amen. Whenever they were hungry, they'd call, God would feed them.
whenever they were thirsty, they would call and tell God about it. And God would send water, my friend, in the middle of the wilderness. God would send water out of a rock. Amen. God would fall at them as rivers in a desert. Amen. Satisfying the thirst of their tongue. Amen. What do we learn? We learn that, amen, through every one of those days in their wilderness wanderings, amen, the Lord was faithful, amen, to prove through His faithfulness, amen, He was still on the throne. How's He doing it? Amen. According to what David says here in the life of Moses and Aaron and Samuel, He is doing it by faithfully answering their prayers. Amen. That is, they went to the throne of grace. They sought the Lord for mercy. They sought Him for the provision that they needed. And David just simply puts it, they called upon the Lord and He answered them. Listen to this statement. Answered prayer is a testimony of Christ's lordship and faithfulness in our life. Can you look back to any prayers God has answered for you? Do you have any times where you called upon the Lord where only the Lord could meet your need and help you with where you were? Amen. To find out that He answered that prayer, He heard that cry. Amen. What does that testify to you and I tonight? Amen. It testifies, Brother Jesse, the Lord is still on the throne. Amen. And He proves it daily in our lives, faithfully answering the prayers that we pray. I'm thankful tonight I serve a God who hears and answers prayer. Amen. The proof of His lordship, it is proven in faithfulness to His people. Number two, considers proven in fellowship with His people. In verse number 7, I love this verse. The Bible said He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept His testimonies and the ordinances that He gave them. And so He moves from the matter of them calling upon God to now in verse number 7, it is the Lord is the one doing the speaking to His people. It is though God is saying, because you spoke to me, I'm going to talk back. And the Lord is communicating, David is communicating rather something about the Lord, and that is that He has proven His lordship in His fellowship with His people. Amen. He is the one who shows up to commune with those, amen, who keep His word. Now this fellowship, amen, it's not opened up to all those who are saved and the people of God. Amen. It's available to all, but it's not experienced by all. Amen. Because David adds an addendum to this. He said, yes, God spake to them out of the cloudy pillar. Amen. And that is true. But notice the addendum is they kept His testimonies and the ordinances that He gave them. In other words, Brother Randy, what David is saying is, amen, He spake to them. Amen. They took what He told them, they lived it, and God kept speaking. Amen. There was a fellowship that was being lived out that only a God who is ruling and reigning and Lord can provide. Amen. To those that are His people, as they responded to His lordship, He fellowshiped with them. Ain't you glad we serve a God, amen, that is desirous to walk with us and talk with us and fellowship with people like you and me? Yes, amen. Somebody said, it's been a long time since I've had sweet fellowship with the Lord. Amen. I doubt that's the Lord's fault. Right. Amen. I won't be mean tonight. I won't get in a vein of, amen, getting on us too hard. But I've always found when fellowship is lacking, it's never a problem on God's end. It's always a problem on my end. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship. Amen. Amen. If you walk in the light of His testimonies, His word and His truth, as He is communicating that to you even tonight through a man of God and through the pages of the Word of God, or whether you study it in the morning hour, amen, or read it sometime through the day, and He sheds light and shows you the way that you're to walk in, Amen. Don't take that for granted. Take that, walk in it, live in that light. Amen. And here's what you'll find. The Lord is still on the throne, and he will prove that by fellowshipping with you and me. It's proven in his fellowship with his people. It's proven in his faithfulness to his people. Number three, and I'm done, it's proven in forgiveness for his people. Look with me in verse number 8. I love this verse. And it had done us really, really well to, amen, maybe preach it one of them services gone by. But notice the Bible said, thou answerest them, O Lord our God. What do you mean you answered them? We already heard they called upon the Lord and he answered them. But notice here, he has something very, very particular in mind. He said, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. And so David is taking us back into the past. And here's what David is saying in verse number 8, that his lordship, the fact that he's still on the throne, is proven in forgiveness for his people. He hits upon a theme here that evidently there is times where, amen, God is upset with the way we're living. Amen. Anybody ever felt that? Now, if you say no, then we got a problem tonight. Amen. There are times where we feel the anger of God. There are times we feel his vengeance. There are times we feel the weight of conviction and then the chastening hand of God. Amen. That falls on us because we have gone wayward. We've gone astray in some direction off the path and course of our life. And he begins to deal with that in our life. Amen. And so David said, there are times that God takes vengeance upon the inventions, the imaginations and the things we come up with about how we're going to live our life. But it's in the midst of him taking that vengeance and chastisement that comes upon us. Amen. We call to the Lord and we go to him for mercy and we go to him for grace. Amen. We appeal to the loving kindness of God. Amen. And grace to be extended. And David said, when we do that, thou answerest them, O Lord our God. And in particular, when you answer them, here's what David said, thou wast a God that forgavest them. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight, amen, there have been times I have been so crossed up with God in my heart and life. Amen. That God was dealing with me, that to be honest, Brother Jack, I'd have probably walked off and let me go, amen, and just live on out there outside, amen, of my sovereignty and my control and my power. But I'm thankful God sent chastisement to my life that caused me to turn to him. Now here's the proof of his lordship in my life. He forgives me when I turn and repent of my sin. Cast myself at his mercy. David said, you want to know how I know the Lord's still on the throne? Only somebody on the throne of heaven could forgive people like us. Amen. Daily his mercies are new in our life. Daily that forgiveness is there. And I don't want to get too theological. I let others debate all the, amen, do we sin every day? Do we not? I probably have to be honest. Amen. I don't know I've ever lived a sinless day in my life. I'm sure maybe in the Spirit of God that's possible. Amen. And I told you some time ago, amen, if we could do that, we'd mess it up before the sun went down because we'd get so full of pride about that thing we'd want to brag on it. And we mess it all up. Right. Here's what I've learned. God's forgiveness, Brother Gerald, is very, very real in my life. And I'm thankful to God for it. Amen. Amen. Only a God who's still on the throne. As long as he's on the throne, he'll be forgiving sin. Amen. Amen. You better thank God tonight. Amen. The Lord is still on the throne. I don't know what you need from the Lord tonight. Maybe a reminder of his faithfulness. Maybe a reminder of the fellowship that we can have with him. Maybe a reminder. Maybe you crossed up some way and need the Lord to forgive you about something. Amen. But when you look back in our life, is not these things, they're not just real for Moses and Aaron and Samuel. What I'm talking about tonight, God has proven this, Brother A.L., in my life since I've been saved these 25 years. God has proven these things in my life for 25 years. You know what He's doing tonight? He's still reigning. He's still on the throne doing the same things He's always done. Amen. Now, I know that's a weak attempt, even maybe at devoting, much less preaching. Amen. But that's the close to Psalm 99.